This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
Motherhood is one of the most powerful callings. Can somebody say motherhood? Mothers, you guys are powerful. You guys are more powerful. Can I say guys? You gals are more powerful than you think you are. Amen? More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Faster than a speeding bullet. Amen? Now, that's super mom. Amen? And you guys are amazing. And God has equipped all mothers, amen, with the grace to help and be a blessing to their families, to their children, to their husbands. Amen? And mothers, you have the power to influence the next generation for godly future leaders that will change the world. Now, I know that sounds pretty strong, pretty big, but you have the power to change people's lives. Amen? And today I want to focus on the traits of a godly mother. Amen? And so the title of my message is Motherhood, the Power of Influence. Somebody say influence. You have the power to influence for good. Amen? So today I'm talking to you and I'm taking the word mother and I'm making an acrostic with the word mother. And so with every letter in the word mother, there's a key to being, you know, a wonderful, godly, encouraging mother. Amen? And so the first M, our first letter for the mother is M, and that word you could probably think a lot of them. Amen? Mentors. Mothers are mentors. What is a mentor, you might ask? A mentor is a wise and faithful counselor and a monitor. A wise and faithful counselor and a I like the monitor part because nothing ever gets by a mother. Amen. In other words, you can't get away with anything if mom is in the house. Amen. My wife, Yin, she could hear a pin drop a mile away. She could hear a conversation. I mean, it's amazing. Her hearing is amazing. And you could be whispering and she can hear it. So nothing gets by a mother. Amen. So mothers are wise and faithful counselors and monitors. In other words, mothers love to tell you what to do when you don't want their advice. Amen. Is that a true statement? Mothers will tell you what to do when you may not want their advice. As a mother mentor, you are faithful in giving wise advice and helping to guide your children in good success in all the endeavors your children are undertaking. Mothers, you have the power to influence your children to walk in great faith by giving them wise advice and helping them live a successful, godly life. The power of a godly mother mentor can influence future generations. Like an example that I want to give you in 2 Timothy. In 2 Timothy, this is the Apostle Paul, and he's encouraging Timothy. He's a young pastor, and he's encouraging Timothy. And Paul says in 2 Timothy 1:5, "When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, I am persuaded is in you also." Notice the faith that Timothy received. He received it not from his grandfather or his father, but he received it from his grandmother and mother. For some reason, it seems as if ladies seem to have they seem to be more in tune at times to the things of God. I really believe that the reason why is, I really believe that ladies are created really more for relationship. Men are created for work. Can I get a witness in the house today? Men are defined by their careers and their work and how good they're doing in work. ladies are defined by their relationships. Can somebody say relationships? Amen. Amen. So we can see here that Eunice and Lois had great faith, and they were able to impart their faith into young Timothy, and Timothy became a great pastor. Amen. And so that's amazing. So ladies, mothers, you can influence your children to be great in the things of God. Amen. Now the next letter in mother is O. And so with that letter, I thought about octopus. And so ladies have to be like an octopus. An octopus has 8 arms. And ladies do so much work in the house, they need 8 arms to do it. But no, that's not my main focus. The O that I really want to focus on is not octopus, is optimistic. Amen. Amen. If you're going to be a woman of influence, you're going to have to be optimistic. Amen. You're going to have to look at the good things of life and not the bad things of life. You're going to have to focus on what's good and not bad. Amen. You know, there's going to always be negative situations and circumstances that are going to come into a mother's life. But, you know, it's not what happens to you. It's what happens in you that counts. And you have God in you that will help you overcome every negative situation that you deal with. And so in John 2, the disciples were invited to a wedding. And it's in John 2. It says, now both Jesus and disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. And his mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Now, Mary was in the wedding with Jesus and the disciples, and Mary had great empathy for the groom and the bride. And it was customary for them to have enough to help and be a blessing to all the people that were at the wedding party. And they ran out of wine, and so Mary, being the type of person she is, she was very empathetic, and she didn't want the wedding to be ruined. So she moved on Jesus to do something. And so Mary told the servants whatever Jesus, she heard Jesus say, it's not my time, woman. But she overlooked that and kept pressing in. Mothers don't give up at the first no. Mothers always press in to get the yes. And I love what she said. She said to the servants, whatever Jesus tells you to do it. Sometimes your children might be in trouble. Sometimes they might come up short. But that advice that Mary gave to the servants should be the same advice, mothers, that you give to your children. Whatever Jesus tells you to do, do it. In other words, the answer to 1,001 questions is to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. So Jesus did that miracle. He turned the water into wine, and he saved that wedding from being embarrassed. Amen. The wedding party from being embarrassed. Amen. The T in mother stands for teacher. If you're going to be a godly influence, mothers, you really are a teacher. The best way to teach your children is to live by example. Amen. Amen. In other words, they're going to do what they see you do, not what they hear you say. I'm going to say that again. Your children are going to do what they see you do, not what they hear you say. You have to be consistent in your actions and your attitudes and what you believe in living your life. And so the T is teacher. So when you pray and read the Bible, at times include your children into it. If you make a practice in coming to church, mothers, bring your children with you. In this way, you'll be instilling godly virtues in your children, and you'll be, as it says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, since I was creating this message yesterday, I thought of another T, and that T is not only teacher, but mothers are tough. Can I get a, amen? Mothers are tough. Tough, the word tough is able to withstand great strain without tearing or breaking, strong and resilient. In other words, mothers are unbreakable. Can I get a witness in the house today? Some ladies say, I'm unbreakable. I like this, what it says that in Joshua 1:9. The Lord is talking to Joshua, and Joshua just assumed leadership of this great congregation. Moses just died, and Joshua was an untested leader. And God said to Joshua in 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So mothers, just be strong. Be courageous, because God is with you and will help you. Amen. I like what it says in 2 Timothy 2:3. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about being tough. You got to endure hardship. Sometimes there's going to be hard days, but you can endure it. Amen. I like what it says here in the definition of tough, or I like to say, ladies or mothers, you have to have grit. Can somebody say grit? Amen. Now, I'm not saying make grits. Amen. I'm saying have grit. And I like this in Philippians 4, 12 and 13. Say, I got grit. Amen. Hallelujah. In Philippians 4, 12 and 13, it says, I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The reason why I read this full account is because Paul is saying that I can endure anything under any circumstance, any situation. I can do it because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And ladies, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. And now we have the letter H in the word mother. And H stands for helper. Godly mothers are helpers. God has put this gift, I believe, in all mothers to have the ability and have a desire to be a help. Amen? In Genesis 2:18, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper compatible to him. Notice that the woman was made to be a helper to Adam. Adam was created for fellowship with God and to work, but the woman was created to be a helpmate. That means that you have the ability to help your spouse, to move him to the next level. You have the ability to help your children and move them to the next level. You have that ability inside of you that can push them to the next level in God. Can I get a witness in the house today? I love that. And so I love what it says in Proverbs 31:10-15. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack or gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She arises while it's still yet night, provides food for her household and a portion of her maidservants. I love this because what he's actually saying, I know it sounds, you know, pretty strong, and it can even sound a little, you know, wordy. But what he's saying is, ladies, get up early in the morning and cook breakfast. That's what he's basically saying. I remember my grandmother. I was visiting with my family years ago when I was young. And my grandmother always got up early, and she was always cooking the sausage, the bacon, the pancakes. Do you remember that? Grandma Lambert. She was always up early doing that. You know, I think about Yin. And I think about my wife, Yin, and my mother. And they're the two of the greatest ladies in my life. They are both selfless givers, and they are amazing people. For example, my wife gets up early to prepare breakfast on Saturday morning when she can sleep in for the men's breakfast. She gets up early, and she sacrifices her Saturday morning. Not only that, this past week, she got up at 5 o'clock to make a breakfast for the ladies where she works at to be a blessing, and she hosted, I think, 10 ladies, 10 teachers, because she's a teacher, and she got up early, and she made all this breakfast for them. She is amazing. My mom is amazing as well. She loves birthdays and celebrations. Yes. And there's never a celebration or birthday that's not happening at mom's house. And mom, if it's a birthday or a celebration, it has to be at mom's house. Today is Mother's Day. And guess where the family will be at today? At mom's house. Glory to God. And my mom is so giving. She doesn't only cook the meal, but she gives out gifts, birthday gifts, Mother's Day gifts, Father's Day gifts, Christmas gifts. She loves cooking and preparing and giving gifts. And she's just an amazing example of somebody to look up to as a person that's a God-honoring person. Amen? And I believe my wife and my mom both deserve medals of honor. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. She prayed the family in. You're looking at a rank. You're looking at before God got in my life. Man, you wouldn't want me up here. Amen. Glory to God. But she prayed the whole family in. She was the only Christian. And she prayed the whole family in, standing strong in faith. And I'm going to say this, ladies, you have to sometimes, when nobody else in the family is walking with God, you're going to have to stand strong for the family and for generations to come. Amen. The E in mother stands for encourager. If you're going to be a person of influence, you have to be an encourager. Godly mothers have the ability to encourage their children, husbands, to move forward in life. I like what it says in Proverbs 25:11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. Just choosing the right words can cause people to move forward, or it could cause them to back down. Amen? My question to you today, mothers, are you encouragers? Are you discouragers? And I want to encourage you to be an encourager. Job's wife was not an encourager. When Job was going through his troubles, Job's wife said to Job, "And why don't you curse God and die?" But what she should have said, "Why don't you praise God and live?" Amen. That would have been the proper response to her husband. Praise God and live, and not curse God and die. The last letter in mother is R. If you're going to be a godly influence, you must be a person that is resolute in attitude. The definition of resolute is having a decided purpose, determined, resolved, fixed in a determination, hence bold, firm, and steady. There are many mothers in the Bible that fit in this category. Mothers that are fixed and determined, hence bold, firmly, and steady. Glory to God. So if you're going to be that person of influence, you have to be resolute. I think about the Shunammite lady in the Old Testament. And this Shunammite lady was a lady that lived in a town. And Elijah the prophet would come in the town and she would fix him food. And then she came up with the idea, because she knew that Elijah was a man of God, that she would make a little room in her house that the man of God could come in and stay there, and she would take care of the man of God when he was in town. And so, ladies, she made room for God in her life. If you're going to be a godly influence, make room for God in your life. And she made that room for Elijah. And Elijah had such gratitude, he wanted to know what he could do for her. And I'm going to say this, whatever you give to God, God will always give back to you. And so she was not really open to asking for anything. But Gehazite, Elijah's servant, found out that her husband was old and she had no children. And back in that day, and even today, some parents have children so when they get old, their children can take care of them. That's in cultures. When they get old, they want their children to take care of them. And so for this Shunammite lady that had an old husband, one strike against her, no children, two strikes against her, that she needed a son that would take care of her in her old age. She took care of the prophet, and he said, this time next year, you will have a son. And she said, please, prophet, do not deceive me. And that 1 year later, she received her son. Now, fast forward it, I believe many years, maybe 12 years, and the son has grown up. He might be 12 or 13 at the time. And he's in the field working with his father, and he has pain in his head. And so his father gives the son back to the Shunammite woman, the mother. She held her son in her arms, and he died that afternoon. She took her son, and she went up to the room that she prepared for the prophet, and she laid her son on the bed where the prophet would sleep. Then she saddled up the donkeys, and she said, I'm going to see the prophet. And the husband said, it's not the new moon. It's not the festival. Why are you going to see the prophet? And she says, all is well. She was resolute. She was strong and firm and confident. She said, all is well. And then she goes to the prophet, and the prophet Elijah sees her, and he sends his servant to ask her if there's anything wrong. And and she said to the servant, Gehazi, all is well. And so finally she gets to Elijah, and she drops down on her knees, and she grabs him by the legs, and she said, I will not leave you until, she said, you told me you would not deceive me. And she said, I will not leave you. And so Elijah was so moved by her passion and compassion that he came with her to the house. And Elijah laid on the boy, and he caused that boy to be raised up. And he gave that boy back to his mother. Mothers, you have the power to give life to your children by being a godly influence. You have the power by being resolute, by being a person that will not give up at the first sign of adversity. You have the power to move things forward for the kingdom of God for your children. Amen. She was resolute in her attitude, all is well. She was resolute in staying with Elijah. She was resolute in going with Elijah to get her son raised up. To sum it up, if you're going to be a person of influence,
You have to be a mentor, an optimist, a teacher, a helper, an encourager, a resolute person. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I just thank you for your mercies and your goodness and your love today. I thank you that you're raising up godly mothers to do godly things, to help their children, to help their spouses, to be a blessing. And I thank you, Father God, that you're helping them to raise up the next generation of leaders. And I thank you, Father God, for blessing the mothers today. May they sense your love, your peace, and your joy. And I thank you for all that you're doing. Maybe you're here in the audience, or maybe you're watching online, and maybe you are a mother or even a father or a single person, and you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life. Well, today is the day of salvation. And so I'm going to ask you, if you're ready to make Jesus the Lord of your life, that's the only way you're going to be the best influence that you can be. So just pray this simple prayer and mean your heart. Say, dear God, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe he was raised from the dead and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.